Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Ketriel Blatt. Parasha B'midbar, in the desert of. Week 34, Second Aliyah. The people of Reuben, Israel's firstborn, their generations, by their clans, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, head by head, every male, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go to war. Numbers 1, verse 20. Who were able to be delivered from bondage? The verse shows that only those sons and daughters of Israel who were faithful in three areas were worthy of being delivered from bondage. It is written first by their clans, by their fathers' houses, which shows that they were faithful to their families. Had they assimilated with the Egyptians, they wouldn't have been counted as sons of Israel. The second, since it's written according to the number of names, we learn that they had kept their Hebrew names, not taking Egyptian names. The third thing is that they kept the Hebrew language during their whole time in Egypt. Since Egypt symbolizes the evil system of this age, the worldly, this shows us that it's possible to live hundreds of years in a foreign culture and still remain faithful in the faith and in what the Eternal has given us. We are in this evil world, but we are not of this world system, and one day the Messiah will come and he'll put us out of the system, creating a new world order on earth. Another thing that we can see in this verse is that everyone was counted individually. The Hebrew word translated as head by head, legulgelotam, which means by their skulls. This leads us to the thought of the place where the Messiah was executed, which in Hebrew is called gulgolet, the skull. Not because the place had the appearance of a skull, but because it was and it still is a place of tombs. On the Mount of Olives, in front of the temple, and its entrance. This shows us that when the Eternal counted the sons of Israel, he had the death of the suffering Messiah in mind. He died for each one of them, and that's why they were counted among the righteous ones. May the Eternal One count each one of us among the righteous ones who will inherit the world to come through the suffering and death of his Lamb. Shalom.